The committee unanimously opposed a proposal that would require subsistence users to apply for permits to fish for king salmon on the Kuskokwim during times of low Chinook runs. Also, the committee unanimously opposed a proposal to classify the king salmon subsistence fishery on the Kuskokwim as a Tier 2 fishery. That would mean when there's not enough king salmon for all subsistence users, residents would be required to apply for permits to fish for Chinook. Only those who scored highest on Tier 2 applications would receive permits. Neposkiak Representative Earl Samuelson explained the reason he voted against both changes was basic.
More regulation in place makes it more impossible to try to get out and do some fishing. And it may limit someone who is trying to pass on their culture, tradition to the younger generation.
Now, here are the proposals that passed. The advisor group passed a recommendation to allow the Alaska Fishing Game Commissioner to open at least one fishing period per week for 6-inch or less mesh gill nets before June 12th, when salmon fishing opens. The nets would be set nets placed near the shore away from the main channel. The proposal is intended to allow subsistence users to get a taste of other fish, such as whitefish, seafish, and pike, while king salmon are dispersing throughout the river drainage. Lastly, the group passed a proposal to remove sport crab fishery regulations for shellfish in the Kuskokwim, Good News, and Yukon areas. That would mean lifting regulations on bag, possession, and size limits for crab fishing in those waters. The Alaska Board of Fish meeting is March 24th in Anchorage. The meetings for the Bethel and Central Kuskokwim Advisory Committees have not yet been scheduled. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.